Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Friday. Here's KSRM's Peyton Hernandez.
According to a Kenai police dispatch, Mountain View Elementary was vandalized over the weekend prior to Monday, June 2nd. School staff discovered the damage upon arriving around 6:30 in the morning. The vandalism included broken windows, feces on the floor, vulgarities written in permanent marker, and food scattered throughout the kitchen. They also destroyed computer monitors, several tablets, and laptops. Investigators later identified the individuals responsible as children aged 9, 8, and 4. Due to their ages, no arrests were made. The children's parents have been contacted, and the case has been referred to the Department of Juvenile Justice and the Office of Children's Services for further review. No additional details have been released at this time. With more news, here's KSRM's Nick Sorrell.
Governor Mike Dunleavy signed Alaska's $14.7 billion state budget Wednesday, but not before vetoing $122 million in spending, including over $50 million cut from public school funding. The biggest veto reduced the state's per-student funding formula by $200, undercutting a bipartisan legislative effort to raise education funding for the first time since 2017. Dunleavy blamed falling oil prices and a shrinking revenue forecast, saying the state simply can't afford every obligation.
The oil situation has deteriorated. The price of oil has gone down. Therefore, our revenue is going down. So as a result of that, you're going to see some reductions in this year's budget. It's not an easy thing to do. It's certainly not a fun thing to do, but it's necessary.
School leaders across Alaska say the cuts will force painful decisions. Anchorage is now facing a $4 million shortfall. KPBSD Superintendent Clayton Holland said the cuts would have devastating effects on already stretched schools. Dunleavy did say that if oil prices improve, some things could be added back to the budget.
Once we get a better idea what the price of oil is going to be and our revenue picture is, we can make adjustments in the supplemental budget next January with the legislature. If our revenue picture increases or improves, we could look at going back and putting some of these items back in.
The vetoed funding now shifts the burden back to local districts. Mount Spur is quieting down after a winter of heightened unrest. In March, the Alaska Volcano Observatory warned an eruption was more likely, pointing to elevated gas, new fumaroles at Crater Peak, and persistent earthquakes, signals that fresh magma had intruded deep below the summit. 3 months later, AVO says low seismic rumblings and occasional steam plumes remain, but none of the telltale signs like stronger quakes, rapid ground swelling, and surging gas show magma rising toward the surface. That lowers the short-term eruption risk, though scientists note Spur erupted with little warning in 1953 and 1992, coating Anchorage with ash. The observatory will keep round-the-clock watch in case conditions change. For KSRM News, I'm Nick Sorrell.
Following the pancake breakfast last week, the 22nd annual Peninsula Airfare will soar into its second day of aviation fun on Saturday with live music and an aircraft show.
This is probably the most exciting time. Last year we had about 1,000 people.
That was Kenai Municipal Airport Manager Derek Abels. The airfare will feature aircraft displays, vendors, exhibitor booths, and an EAA aircraft show and shine. Folks will also enjoy live music from local band Ellie and the Echoes, a beer and wine garden, and food trucks. The airfare will take place this Saturday from 12 to 3 p.m. at the Kenai Airport Operations Facility located on North Willow Street in Kenai. Admission is free. For more information, visit this story at RadioKenai.com. For KSRM News, I'm Peyton Hernandez.
This has been This Week on the Kenai, on the One, KSRM. You can find these top stories and much more news at RadioKenai.com.